Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Is your lack of trust holding you back? Would you benefit from finding out how mastering trust would truly unlock your hidden potential? Well, today that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to unlock the power of trust. You will learn how to transform your life by learning to trust, how it will elevate your success and your relationships. Welcome to the Anatomy of Trust. My name is Scott Schilling, and over my career, I've been blessed to do over 3,000 live events, sharing the stage with virtually every name you know. Now, in the speaking business, the opportunity to present that many times comes because the promoters know, but more importantly, trust that you will deliver a message that truly serves their audiences. And the audiences trust that you will deliver a message that will serve them and ultimately help them achieve their goals and dreams. That's exactly why I'm honored to be here today. You have my commitment that this information that I'm about to share here will positively impact your life once you embody it and put it into action. So if we're going to talk about trust, doesn't it make sense to understand the definition of trust? Or should I say definitions? You know, the first is to put confidence into the possession of safekeeping with another. Your confidence is given because you trust that, in fact, somebody will keep safe your confidence. What a great definition. How about another one that is believe something is true and right? So we trust when one says something to us that it will be true and right. It's accurate. And there's still another definition: to develop a firm belief in integrity, ability, effectiveness, and genuineness of someone or something. In other words, integrity in what we're hearing. See, integrity comes from the word integer, one, wholeness. How you do anything is how you do everything. Now, I was blessed to share the stage with the late, great Dr. Stephen Covey. And Stephen Covey shared this about trust. He said, "Trust is the glue of life. It's the most essential ingredient in effective communication. It's the foundational principle that holds all relationships together." Wow. Powerful. See, trust is what bonds us all, but it also creates issues if it's not there. Oh, well, Scott, so then what's the problem? What are you talking about this for? Well, has anyone besides me noticed that there are divides throughout our country? Quite frankly, throughout the world. There are divides between generations. I'm a boomer and proud to be one. In fact, there's nothing I can do about it. I was born when I was born. But then there are three other generations typically in play in business right now: Gen X, Millennials, and Gen Z. And you know what? We all grew up in environments that were totally different than they are today. Well, then there's divides between the sexes. Have you noticed? Yeah. How about divides between races? Yeah, unfortunately, there are. I love what Ben Carson said many years ago as a brain surgeon. He said, "You know, when I cut the top of the skull off and I look inside, everybody's brain looks exactly the same, no matter their skin color." What a great foundational thought. And then there are divides between political ideals. And these have become very intense. And we have to understand that, quite frankly, we can't have diametrically opposed positions. I don't like you. Well, I hate you. It doesn't work. We've got to come together. We've got to strive for unity, respect, honor, and dignity for all. Trust plays a foundational portion in all of that. In fact, you know, the information I'm going to share with you in this talk today could quite possibly be the most important information I have ever shared with an audience for their consideration. I'm serious. Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing a crisis in trust. Now, the good news is, Albert Einstein said this many years ago, in the midst of every crisis lies great opportunity. So, that's one of the reasons for this talk, for your consideration. Now, if we're going to look at how to build trust, don't you think we should probably at least set a foundation of how people lose trust? Well, the first comes through broken promises and inconsistency. People failing to follow through or saying one thing and doing another. It erodes confidence quickly. Reliability is the backbone of trust. Well, let's look at that word. Reliability is the ability to rely on another. It's just that simple. And if it's not there, there's no trust. The second is dishonesty. This is lies, half-truths, withholding information. Even small exaggerations or omissions can make people question everything else you have to say. Once honesty is in doubt, trust crumbles. I was working with an organization one time, and we used to do a lot of in-person meetings. And we'd have 300 chairs set up in a ballroom. And many times we would fill every one of those chairs and maybe have a half dozen or a dozen more people standing on the sideline. And every meeting, the CEO would come up and say, "Isn't it amazing? We have hit overflow capacity of over 500 people in the room." Well, what's the problem, Scott? There were 300 chairs. And if I could count them, so could everybody else sitting in those chairs. See, once you lie or tell a half-truth, every number after that is both discounted and questioned because you broke trust. The third of the top five reasons that people lose trust is lack of transparency, hiding mistakes, avoiding accountability. Keeping people in the dark only creates suspicion and doubt. People trust when they can see how and why decisions are made. Be transparent. If you make a mistake, own up to it. Guess what? We're human. And to my knowledge, there was only one perfect being, and I can assure you it's not me. And it's probably not you. Own up to it. Be transparent. The fourth is looking after self-interest as opposed to mutual interest. When somebody consistently acts only for their own favor without regard to the others, you know, this signals manipulation and destroys loyalty. That's why community is so important. People want to embrace something that everybody can believe in because it's for the mutual good. Well, welcome to this event because there's a lot of community here. And the fifth of the top five reasons people lose trust is disrespect. Words, actions, deeds, attitudes, talking down to others. ignoring their input, failing to value the time and contributions that people make. See, it makes them feel unsafe. Trust disappears. Why would we disrespect anybody? Quite frankly, in my coaching practice, I suggest everybody gets rid of sarcasm. Well, but it's funny, Scott. No, it's not. Well, it's funny to me. Yeah, exactly. It's funny to the person who delivers the sarcasm. It's not funny to the person it's directed at. It's disrespect. I know it doesn't seem like that. But see, all of these have one thing in common. It's really a breakdown in communications. And communication is the imparting or the interchange of thoughts, opinions, information by speech, writing, and signs. Have we seen any fake news as a world on multiple sides? Have we seen signs that incite challenges? Yeah. See, this is a communication. Now, communication is multifaceted. It starts with words, the words I'm sharing here today. And then you add on the tonality, the making the words dance. And then the physiology. Even in a virtual setting like this, I'm using my hands. I'm smiling. I'm moving my head. See, the words are text. The tonality is the inflection, making it dance. You know why they created emojis? To put the emotion to the words in text messages. Interesting. It upped the communication in text messages. And then physiology is the gesturing. See, all these things play a part. And what I want to do is now wrap this together in the true anatomy of trust. Now, how's that going to happen? Well, why is it the anatomy of trust? Because I want you to take a pad of paper, a pen or a pencil, and I want you to draw a stick figure. That's right. A nice circle for the head, a body that comes down, two legs, two arms. We're going to talk about the anatomy of trust. You got your stick figure drawn? All right, here we go. Well, the right leg is capture interest and attention. When you meet somebody for the first time, you need to capture their interest and attention. You have to be somebody that somebody wants to learn about. See, that's the foundational piece of trust. We have to have a conversation. We have to get to know each other. So we have to give somebody a reason to want to know. The other leg is be in tune. The good Lord was on our side, gave us two ears, one mouth. We're probably supposed to listen twice as much as we talk. See, if we become a great listener, we can now understand how we can share things that will help somebody trust us going forward. The first arm is to use simple language. You don't have to be the authority right out of the block. Start with language at a fifth grade level that everybody can understand. If somebody wants something more technical, you can always go more technical. But if you start out too technical, and you, in fact, blow over their head, they're going to go, You want to take that action? Why not? It's just not right for me. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with they had no clue what you just said to them, and they're not going to embarrass themselves by sharing that with you. The other arm is demonstrate your service. Or your products or your goods. Demonstrate how what you are offering will benefit them. Put them in the after state. The after state is once they've made the decision to work with you, how will they feel? The body, the line up and down, is be the authority. Be the one that people want to be around because you know your stuff. You're a product of the product. You are a student of your industry. People know, in fact, you'll give them everything they need. Excuse me. And then I want you to draw a heart on the middle of the body and label it shared views and common experiences. Because that's what this thing is all about. That's what life is all about. Shared views and common experiences. It's us coming together in community to be able to serve the greater good. And then once you do that, you provide evidence of your trustworthiness. Well, what's evidence of my trustworthiness? Being on time, calling when you say you're going to call, doing what you say you're going to do. Prove evidence that, in fact, you're trustworthy. And then when you do that and you invest time, interest, and knowledge in that person, the head, I want you to write the word trust, because trust is now created. And now we have the opportunity to truly create authentic relationships. Well, how do we do that? Well, the first thing to create an authentic relationship is you have to be authentic. You can't be you. I can't be you. I mean, I can't be you. You can't be me. We have to be who we truly are. We have to be authentic. We need to take the 14-inch journey from our head to our heart. Building trust, creating authentic relationships, all of this is not an intellectual or tactical process. It's a strategic, heartfelt, relational process. And then we need to be on purpose. My life purpose statement is to inspire and empower others to serve humanity through living their life's purpose in spirit, love, and joy. See, I'm on purpose today, helping you be on purpose to inspire and empower others to live their life's purpose. That's all of you. In spirit, love, and joy. Closer to God than I've ever been. Love my wife, my family, my friends more than I ever have, and joy. Do you think this brings me joy? I love this. And then you have to express your passion. You think I'm passionate about what I do? I love doing this. I love sharing messages and seeing the flash in somebody's eyes when something lands that you know is going to improve their life for the rest of their life. Oh, man, that feels good. And there's some key ingredients to this. The first is WIIFT. What is WIIFT? What's in it for them? You've got to come from another's orientation. You got to walk a mile in their shoes. Please don't say, I understand. Because until you're them and until you walk a mile in their shoes and until you've experienced what they've experienced, you can't understand. But there's one thing you can always do. You can appreciate their situation. I appreciate your situation and what you've been through. The second key ingredient is understanding that people do life with those they know, like, and trust. They do business with those they know, like, and trust. They separate from those they no longer trust. It's about trust. See, first they have to get to know you. That's why you capture interest and attention and you be in tune and you do all the things in the anatomy of trust. They have to get to know you. Well, how do they do that? How about smiling at somebody? Make their day. You just improve two lives, theirs and yours. And then you got to get them to like you. Well, be somebody that is likable. Have some fun. Crack some jokes. Now, quality jokes. But be fun. Be friendly. And then as you get them to know you and like you, you start to earn trust. And trust is hard to earn and easily lost. And then you have to understand that people truly take action when they're ready, not when you're ready. And so if they're ready to take action and they haven't built trust in you, they will take action, but not with you because they don't trust you. Now, if You've built trust with them and they're not ready. They're not taking action with you or anybody else until they're ready. Okay, that's okay. But if they've built trust with you and they're not ready and you try to make them take action, you will break that hard-earned trust that you've built. See, it's on us to create the trust. That middle one, I really want to become, instead of know, like, and trust, I really would love it to be respect, love, and think you hung the moon. I want to have think you hung the moon status with everybody I meet. What does that mean? That means become an asset to everyone you meet. ASSET is a five-letter acronym for a spontaneous servant every time. Become a spontaneous servant every time. The rest kind of takes care of itself. You see, the chances of you needing to know what I know, do what I do, or have me work with you when we meet, maybe 5%. But the chances of you needing to know something I know or someone I know is probably 95%. So if I become an asset to you, and I provide value in advance of any transaction, now transformation takes place. The transformation of you and I being friends. See, trust is built by drops, but it's lost in buckets. So what are you doing to fill your relationships? Quick question, right? See, now, why would we want to do all this? Well, let me give you some reasons. Number one, improved health. You'll have a whole lot less stress in your life because you trust people. People trust you. You don't have to remember all the junk that you told somebody that wasn't true because you become a truth teller. Well, that leads to better problem solving. Now, if we do have a disagreement for some particular reason, we can solve those problems a whole lot easier. In fact, that leads to better conflict resolution. What's conflict resolution? Now it's the bigger things. Remember the divides I talked about earlier? Wouldn't it be better if we had more trust so we could, in fact, resolve some of these bigger things? In a working environment, we have a much better working environment because people aren't thinking, well, what's in it for him? What's he trying to do? How is he trying to manipulate me? Because there is no manipulation, because there is trust. There is mutual respect. And ultimately, what this allows us to do is lead a far more fulfilled life. See, in our relationships with one another, have the mindset of humility, service, and focus on others. It's why I so often quote one of my great mentors, the legendary Zig Ziglar, because there was a quote that forever changed my life. It became my life creed. You can have everything in life you want when you simply help enough other people get what they want. See, it's a positioning statement. It's not about me. It's about you. It's about them. See, in business and in life, trust isn't a nice to have. It's the invisible currency that makes it possible to interact with each and every one of you. People don't buy products, goods, and services. They buy ideas. They buy the trust that you will, in fact, deliver them well. So please, go ahead and, in fact, reach out at any time. If I can be of service to you in any way, please do that. Scott@scottschilling.com. And in fact, scottschilling.com. Thank you for allowing me this time with you. God bless.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.